Hello everyone, welcome to The Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. This is Father Gabriel Barrera. Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to palpitate in our hearts, to circulate in our blood, to breathe in our breathing. May every single act be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask the Blessed Mother to be with us as we go through these passages from the Book of Heaven. Today we are going to continue reading from the Book of Heaven, Volume 20, and the next passage comes from February 13, 1927. The title is, Until the Divine Will is Known and Has Its Kingdom, the Glory of God in Creation Will Be Incomplete, Example of a King. Luisa writes, I was following the Divine Will in its acts in creation. And a doubt arose in my mind. How can it be that Jesus says that until the kingdom of his will comes upon earth, the glory of creation and redemption will be incomplete? How can this be? Does this supreme will perhaps not have the virtue of glorifying itself by itself? Indeed, it possesses this virtue, and it's more than enough for its glory. Yet, he says that if his will does not extend its kingdom in the midst of creatures, its glory on the part of creation will be incomplete. Now, while I was thinking of this, my adorable Jesus surprised me with a most brilliant light that came out of him, told me, my daughter, the thing in itself is most clear. Until my will is known and has its first place of honor and of dominion in each being that has come out of our created hands, its glory will always be incomplete. Until my will is known and it has its first place of honor and dominion in the creature, then the glory will be incomplete. The divine will wants to be constituted in our hearts, in our souls. The divine will wants to have its prime place of honor and dominion in each one of our acts. This is what Jesus is telling us, is what Jesus is telling to Luisa Picaretta, that the divine will has to have its first place of honor and dominion in the heart of the creature, in every single act of the creature. It wants to be known, of course. It has to be known. This gift has to be known in order for people to embrace it, in order for people to love it and to possess it. We have to know that this gift is available, and that's why we have this program to spread the knowledge of the gift of the divine will. This is the purpose of our program, that people will come to know this gift, that people will grow in the knowledge and understanding of this gift. Those who already know this gift will come to know and to grow more about this gift that the Lord gives us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. But the divine will, again, wants to be constituted in our hearts, in our souls. It wants to have the first place of honor and dominion. Let's continue. The reason is most clear. In fact, our prime purpose in creation was that as we release from us this supreme will that, being bilocated in all creation, extended everywhere in the heavens, in the sun, in the sea, in the flower, in the plants, even in the earth, and in each being that came out of our creative hands, constituting itself life of everything in order to form its life in each creature and by locating itself in each one of them, it might have as many of its lives and kingdoms to dominate for as many creatures as will come out to the light. Now, my will has not withdrawn. There is not one point to which its divine life does not extend. There is no one creature that is not invested by this supreme will. But while it extends everywhere and invests everything and everyone, it cannot form its life. How many divine lives are suffocated in creatures? How many denied the first place in their acts? How many place it after unworthy and vile acts, denying its dominion? And do you think that the destruction of so many divine lives of this will of mine in creatures is something trivial? Of so many of its acts, noble and sublime, that it feels as being destroyed. While they use it to form human lives, deplorable lives, monsters that will serve for hell. And do you think this is trivial, my daughter? Again, the divine will was the first place in the act of the creature. The divine will has to have its dominion over every single act in order for God to be glorified through the creature. Imagine that God can be glorified through the simple blinking of the eye of the creature. Imagine that God can be glorified by the simple breathing and palpitating of our hearts. This is a reality that we can give praise, glory, and honor and adoration to God, our Father, our Creator, by uniting our will to His will, by letting the divine will dominate every single act in our lives. The detriment that our will receives on the part of creation is great and incalculable, such that not even all the good of redemption could repay us, because even with redemption, man has not come back to the unity of our will, nor does it reign fully in the creatures. Even after redemption, even though we have seen everything that our Lord Jesus has done for us, that He became man, that He suffered and died for us on the cross, even though we have seen all of this that the Lord has done for us to reconcile us with God our Father, we have not come back to the unity to unite ourselves to the divine will. And this is what these writings ask us to do. This is the mission of Luisa Picaretta, to show us how to unite ourselves to the divine will so that God the Father can receive again all the praise, the glory, the honor, the adoration, the reparation, the love, the thanksgiving that is due to Him from the creatures. I would like to mention something from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, that the Church asks us to come back to the unity. The Church asks us to unite ourselves to the will of Jesus. And this comes, the next passage comes from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 2860. And it reads as follows. In the third petition, we ask our Father to unite our will to that of His Son, so as to fulfill His plan of salvation in the life of the world. The Church asks us to unite our will to the will of Jesus the Son, so as to fulfill His plan of salvation in the life of the world. this notion of uniting ourselves or uniting our will to the will of Jesus is not strange to the language of the church. And we see that through the writings of Luisa Picaretta, this makes sense, that the Lord asks us to unite our will to that of His, so that in every single act that we do, provided that is not a sinful act, provided that we are in the state of grace, of course, it can give glory, praise, and honor to God our Father, so that God can receive the honor and the praise that is due to Him from His creature, from His creation, from all His creatures. And what this gift of the divine will allows us to do is that it allows us to give to God, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all the human race. How many lives that are said to be good, holy, are divided between divine will and human will? Therefore, our glory in creation is not complete. And only when the things created by us will serve our own will, as well as those who will give it the first place of honor, will recognize it in all things and let it reign in all their acts, will constitute it absolute queen and dominating king, then will it be complete. Again, this notion that until the divine will reigns in all our acts, then the glory, the praise, and the honor that is due to God will be complete. Don't you think it is just and right that since everything belongs to my will, and since my will is everywhere and is for all, primary life of everything, all will recognize it and all will become divine will, since they all belong to it? Don't you think it is right and just? Our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta. There is a prayer that is called the preface, that we say it at every single Mass. And there is the notion that we always say, it is truly right and just, our duty in our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation. See, again, this way of praying is not strange to the church, and is not strange in connection to the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, in fulfilling our duty as creatures to give praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God the Father, we will find our salvation. In fulfilling our duty, we will find our salvation as creatures. The divine will wants the prime place of honor of the creature, of the soul. The divine will wants to have its throne in the soul of the creature. Our Lord says, imagine a king who had his kingdom. All lands, villages, and cities are his exclusive property. There is nothing that does not belong to him, not only by the right that the kingdom is his, but also by the right of property that they belong to him. Now, because of his goodness of heart, this king wants to see his people happy. And so he distributes his farms, his villages, his lands to his people for free, giving them even housing in his cities, in such a way that all can be rich with abundance, each one in his own condition. because of his goodness of heart. This is the gift that he has bestowed upon us in our times, the gift of living in the divine will. Why? With the only purpose that they will recognize him as their king, giving him dominion. And the Lord wants dominion over every single act that we do. And he does all this great good to his people for the sole purpose that they will recognize him as their king, giving him absolute dominion and recognizing that the lands occupied by them have been given to them for free by the king, that he might be glorified, recognized, and loved for the good he has done for them. The Lord wants to be loved, recognized, glorified for the good that he has done for us in creation and in redemption and even in sanctification, for all the acts that he has done for us, so that we are able to appear before God our Father now reconciled. People ungrateful does not recognize him as their king, and they claim the right of property over the lands that they possess, denying that they were gifts given by the king. Ungrateful. These ungrateful people do not recognize that all this is being given by the king. Sometimes we become ungrateful too when we do not recognize all the gifts that the Lord has bestowed upon us. The gift of life, the gift of family, the gift of faith, and this very gift that we possess now, the gift of living in the divine will, that allows us to give to God on behalf of everybody, that allows us to love God at his own level, with his own love, with his own will, not with our simple love, human love, but with his own love. And by not recognizing this gift, but not using it, by wasting it, we become ungrateful. That's why we have this program, so that we come back to our senses, so that we come back and meditate the truths that we encounter in the Book of Heaven, so that we apply ourselves in doing all our acts in the divine will. From the moment we get up in the morning, to immerse ourselves in the divine will, to do our prevenial act, to anticipate everything that we are going to do and place it in the divine will, so that whether we forget or even in the business of our lives, then the Lord remains in there as long as we are in the state of grace, and as long as it's something that is not sinful, and as long as we have the desire to be in the divine will, to place our acts in the divine will, the Lord will remain, he tells us. He will remain and he will make up for what is lacking in us. He wants to be constituted the king of every single act in our lives. So we must not waste these acts, because every single act is so precious in the divine will, because it has the capacity to arrive to God, to give to God on behalf of everybody in a perfect way. So every single act becomes eternal and perfect. So that's why we should not be wasting any of our acts. Let's continue. Will this king then not be defrauded in the glory of the good he has done for his people? And will you add that they used his lands without benefit for themselves? Some do not work them. Some remove from them the most beautiful plantations. Some render the most pleasant gardens squalid, in such a way as to procure for themselves their own unhappiness and misery. All this will add dishonor and sorrow that no one could suit, to the detriment of the glory of the King. Our acts constitute the work in that garden. Every single act constitutes our working in the garden, our desire to work in that garden that the Lord is telling us. Imagine that the garden is your soul. And imagine that all those plants, those beautiful plants, those beautiful flowers is every single act. So our Lord wants this garden full of acts. So that's why we should not waste them. This is nothing but the mere shadow of my supreme will, or what my supreme will has done and it still does. No one has given us a cent for receiving the good of the sun, of the sea, of the earth, rather. We gave them everything for free and only to make them happy, and so they will recognize my supreme fiat, that love them so much and wants nothing but love and dominion. The supreme fear that loves us so much wants nothing else but the dominion and the love. It wants our love. It wants to dominate our acts. It wants to be present. It doesn't want the second or the third place in our acts. It wants the first place in every single act of ours. If we do this, if we let the divine will dominate every single act, be present in every single act, we will be able to compensate on behalf of everybody. Not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all the human race. This is amazing. This gift is amazing. So let's not deny this gift to our God and Father. Let's use this gift that the Lord has bestowed upon us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Let's use this knowledge of this divine science to return to God what is due to Him, to compensate on behalf of everybody. Let's not deny the divine will anything. Let's constitute the divine will as the center of every single action, as the force before every single act of our lives. Now, who could repay that king for the detriment of the glory that his people have not given him and suit his intense sorrow? Suppose again that someone from that same people investing himself with the just sorrow for his king and wanting to repay him for his glory begins at first to renovate the land and occupies in such a way as to make of it the most beautiful and pleasant garden of the kingdom. Then he says to everyone that his garden is a gift that the king has given him because he loves him. And then he calls the king into his garden and says to him, "These are your dominions. It is right that they be all at your disposal." The Lord says to Luisa Picaretta, "Who will repay that king? Who will repay, my brothers and sisters, you and me, all of us who know this gift? We are able to repay this king, our king, which is God himself, our God and Father, the king of all creation, the king of all that exists. You and I are able to repay through this gift to him. And you and I can say, these are your dominions. It is right that they be all at your disposal. Every single act is yours, O Lord. Every single act is yours, O divine will. Come to reign in my heart. Come to reign in my soul. Come to reign in every single act that I do. Totally yours, O divine will. The king is pleased with this loyalty and says, I want that you be king together with me. And that we reign together. Oh, how he feels his glory being restored and his sorrow calmed by this one member of his people. But this man does not stop. He covers all the paths of the kingdom and stirring everyone with his speaking. He calls a good handful of people to imitate him and form the loyal people that give the right of dominion to their king. And the king feels restored in his glory and reward. He gives them the title of children of his. And says to them, my kingdom is yours. Reign, children of mine. My kingdom is yours. Reign, children of mine. By virtue of our baptism, we become sons and daughters of God. We become members of the royal family, which is the Blessed Trinity. We become children of God Most High. And God wants children. Our Lord tells us in John 15, says, I no longer call you servants, for a servant does not understand what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. This kingdom of the divine will now is made known to us. Our Lord Jesus is given the knowledge to all of us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. And through this study, we come to understand a little bit more what does it mean to live in the divine will. And basically, to live in the divine will is to let God reigned in every single one of our acts, to die to our human will, to give up our human will so that the divine will can reign in our hearts, in our souls. And by the divine will reigning in our hearts, in our souls, God will receive the praise, the glory, the honor, the adoration that is due to him, not only on our behalf, but on behalf of all human race. And it is through our acts that we are able to return to God the Father everything that is due to him, to give to the King what belongs to him. And only in this way, God the Father will be satisfied. And he tells us the creature will be complete. The happiness that God intends for the creature will be complete in us. This is my purpose, that in my kingdom there be no servants, but my children and kings like me. Again, by virtue of our baptism, we share in the office of Christ as priest, king, and prophet. This will happen with my divine will. Oh, how it awaits to be given back its complete glory in creation, and that it be recognized that everything belongs to it, so as to be able to say, everything is yours. Let us reign together. How it awaits its knowledge on the supreme fiat to cover the paths in order to stir, to call, to press creatures to come into my kingdom as to form my true children, to whom I can give the title of Kings. Complete good of creatures. To complete the good of creatures. This is what the Lord wants. Through the use of this gift. This is why I have so much interest that these manifestations of my divine will be known. Because this is about my greatest act. That is the fulfillment of my glory and the complete good of creatures. In this way, God the Father, through the gift of living in the divine will, He can receive again all the praise, all the glory, the honor and the adoration that is due to Him. And then, in return, the creature will be satisfied. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 45, we find this passage that reads as follows. Man is made to live in communion with God in whom he finds happiness. When I am completely united to you, says St. Augustine, there will be no more sorrow or trials. Entirely full of you, my life will be complete. When we are totally united to the divine will, our happiness will be complete. Even in the midst of trials, we will be able to experience happiness. In one of the hours of the Passion, Luisa Picaretta says, "Oh, how beautiful is to be with you, my Lord Jesus. Even in the midst of suffering, it's so beautiful to be with you." Only by uniting ourselves to the divine will, we will be able to achieve this interior happiness in our soul. This peace that emanates from God Himself. Because otherwise, by living completely by our human will, we will encounter unhappiness, we will encounter misery. Let us ask the Lord not to let us fall into the maze of the human will. But rather, let us ask the Lord to give us the grace to be always united to His will. Let us ask the Lord to give us the grace to remain always united to His divine will. Let us adhere to what the Church asks us to do in number 2860. To unite our will to that of the will of Jesus, so that He can continue His work, His plan of salvation in the life of the world, in you and me, my brothers and sisters. We give you thanks, Heavenly Father, for giving us the grace to come to know and to study the gift of the divine will. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to give us the grace to grow always in the knowledge and understanding of this divine science. May this be only for the praise and glory of your name, for the good of all the human race, from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Thank you for listening. This is Father Gabriel Barrera. See you.